نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, last week we discussed the evils of hasad, jealousy, the harms of jealousy, and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ فَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ, that jealousy devours the nekis of a person, the good deeds of a person, just as fire burns wood. Jealousy consumes the blessings of a person, the good deeds he has done, all the salat he has read, the zakat he has discharged, the hajj, the umrah, the i'tikaf, the roza, the sadaqat, whatever he has done. Because of jealousy, those a'mal, the rewards of which he has obtained, all those rewards are then burnt out, is consumed. So we mentioned it is a very serious disease, and we explained the remedy for that and what a person should do. And we mentioned last week that you should try and give the person hadiyah, the person who you have hasad for. Be kind to him, praise him. In his absence also you praise him. And I said more than that, make dua for the person, for his prosperity. So whilst we are sitting here, again, Ya Allah, take out from our hearts if we have jealousy for any person. And Ya Allah, give that person prosperity. Give that person afiyat, barakat, the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. So when we are sitting here, our hearts must be pure and clean. And that is the meaning of tazkiyah, to purify our hearts. May Allah protect us from becoming hasidin and mahsudin. We mustn't become jealous of some person, and neither must somebody be jealous of us. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. So like this, inshallah, we will discuss many other sicknesses and maladies that we all are confronted with, we experience, and what the mashayikh have extracted from Quran and Hadith, and they've mentioned in the kitabs of tazkiyah and tasawwuf, for our ilaj, our remedy, so that we may have a qalbi salim, we may have the sound heart, and our nafs overcomes the stage of lawwama, of ammara, lawwama, and reaches mutma'inna. In fact, radiyatan mardiyya. Inshallah, tonight we are going to discuss a very important aspect, and that is making our maqsad of our zindagi riza ilahi. The object of our life must be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thousands, millions of people have passed in this world. They've traveled in this world or through this world. They've lived in this world, having made the maqsad, the objective of their life, riza'i ilahi, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That come what may, my purpose in my life is to make my Allah happy. My Allah must always be happy with me. So every second of their life, they were concerned. This was the worry, that I must not do anything that will make my Allah Ta'ala displeased with me. All the time. Every second of their life. Har lamha, har second, har waqt. Mera Allah mujhse razi rahe. My Allah must be razi with me all the time. So this was the concern. This was the worry. Whatever condition came, wherever they may have been, all the time, my Allah must be pleased with me. Hazrat Ki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Allah ki nafarmani, Allah se duri hai. By disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person will be kept far away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you obey Allah, then you become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the pious, the awliya, the kamileen, the siddiqeen, they worry and concern always that every second how I must please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must not do a single thing that will make my Allah ta'ala displeased. So my actions, my a'mal, my speech, my naqlu harkat, my movement, my dealings, my conduct, my thoughts, everything must be such that it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the lengthy dua in Taif, we know when he went to Taif and how the people of Taif chased him out of Taif. They pelted him with stones. His body began to bleed. His feet began to bleed so much that his feet was clogged in the shoes. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala al-nas. Rasulullah then turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, I'm complaining to you, Allah, of my feebleness, my weakness. I don't have that quwwat, I don't have this, the taqat, I don't have the strength. So lengthy dua. And in the dua, illam takun sakhitan alayya fala ubali. Illam takun sakhitan alayya fala ubali. Allah, if you are not naraz with me, then I'm not bothered, I'm not worried. Allah, if you are naraz with me, if you are displeased with me, if you are angry with me, then it is a matter of great concern to me. But oh Allah, if you're not displeased with me, لَمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِتًا عَلِيَا, you're not naraz with me, فَلَا أُبَالِي, then I do not have to be bothered, I don't have to worry. Rasulullah's dua was, اللهم إني أسألك رضاك والجنة. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your rida. Rida in Arabic means to be pleased, pleasure. So oh Allah, I'm seeking your rida, your pleasure. Then wal jannah, and then jannah. First, your pleasure. In sajda, shab-e barat, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq and health and life to observe shab-e barat when it will come soon, inshallah, and then the month of Ramadan. In sajda, long sajda, similar dua. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi'ridaaka min sakhatik. Wallah, I'm seeking your pleasure from your seeking protection in your pleasure from your displeasure. Ya Allah, don't become naraz with me. Rasulullah made a long sajda. And this was the dua he read. He cried and he cried. Allah, I'm seeking your forgiveness from your punishment. Ya Allah, I'm seeking protection in you from you. A small child is troubling the mother. And then the mother, after some time, after the mother cannot tolerate the child anymore, it begins to spank the child. So the mother smacks the child. What does the child do? It runs behind the mother, still holding on to the dress of the mother, the garment of the mother. The mother is trying to hit the child, is running around, holding the mother and is pleading, Ma, Ma, Ma. Like that, we are running away from Allah to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fafirru ila Allah. And run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the Mufassirin explain? Fafirru min Allah ila Allah. You're running away from Allah, but to Allah. Because He is the only person you can turn to. La malja'a wa la manja'a minka illa ilayk. Wallah, there is no place of refuge and protection and safety that I can get from you, but to you. I will run away, Wallah. Where do I run away? Wallah, I have displeased you. Ya Allah, I'm coming back to your door. The Noon Misri Rahmatullah Ali was going, traveling in one town, and he sees in the street, he saw an incident happening. He saw a mother hitting the child. The mother was angry with the child. She sprang the child, chased the child out of the house, and closed the door. The little child is sobbing and crying and crying. And after some time, Zunnun Misri Ramadan watches the child coming back to the mother, coming back to the house, knocks on the door, and he's crying, knocks on the door repeatedly, and he's crying, and he's pleading to the mother. After some time, he sees the mother opening the door, and she grabs her child, she hugs the child, she kisses the child, she wipes off the tears from the child's face. Zunnun Misri Ramadan says, today I have learned my sabak. I will run away from Allah because I displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I will turn back to Allah. I'll make tawbah, I'll make rujoo in Allah. I'll go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. What was the maqsad of this zindagi? Rizai ilahi. My Allah must be pleased with me. It mustn't happen that Allah becomes naraz. whether it is din, day, raat, night. Whether the person has got sihat, good health, or he's got maraz, he's got sickness. Whether he's silent or whether he's speaking. Whether he's talking about dunya, whether he's talking about akhirat. Whether he's going to sleep, whether he's waking up in the morning. Whether he's in the office, whether he's in the masjid. Whether he's in factory, or whether he's in university, wherever he is. All the time. My Allah must become razi with me. My Allah must become pleased with me. Somebody asked Musa alayhi salatu salam a hypothetical question. In Urdu we say farzi misal. Not something that is genuine, but just a hypothetical example, a question he posed. He says, the asman that we see, the sky, for argument's sake, if it has to become a bow, how we have a bow and arrow, so the sky is the bow. And every type of musibat you can think of in this world, sickness, poverty, pain, suffering, humiliation, problems, physical pain, monetary loss, loss of lives, suffering, anarchy, chaos, theft, murders, all those things, killings, all those masaib are the arrows that are coming from the sky. The bow is the sky. And every type of difficulty that you can think of, that is the musibat. And who is sending down that arrows? The archer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked Musa alayhi salatu salam, bachne ki koi raasta ho sakta hai? If Allah is sending down all these masaib and all his pain and suffering, the whole sky is the bow, and every type of musibat is coming, can any person be saved? So Musa alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah. He said, yes. So he said, how is it possible? He said, stand on the side of the archer. The person is the archer. He's shooting his arrows. He's got his bow. He's got a target in front. Standing next to him, nothing will harm you. In other words, take the panah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run away from all the wrong things that you have done towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can come to your assistance. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can give you the consolation, the comfort, the serenity, the peace. So if a person is seeking the raza mandi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the hukam of Allah ta'ala is, wherever the command is, however the command is, I will definitely fulfill the command of my Allah. This is what our maqsad should be, our aim, our purpose. Whatever the condition. So the Ahlullah, the Awliyaullah, the Ahli Dil, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the command was, they submitted, they surrendered. Not even for a second did they hesitate. There was no taraddud in their life. Command from Allah came, they didn't think twice. There were no questions that they were asked. But my Allah has commanded me, I accept it wholeheartedly, happily, and the action, even though it may be a difficult action, that action also became beloved to them. Why? Allah is the mahbub. They are the muhib, one who is the lover. Allah is the beloved. So muhib, jo bhi hukam deta hai, mahbub, yani baghair soch karke, us par amal kar leta hai. A muhib, a person who is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without any tawakkuf, taraddud, without any hesitation, without any ifs, without any buts. But I have to fulfill the command of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There may be other marhubat there, other temptations around him. But he's blind to that. In fact, he doesn't even lift his nazar towards it. Ask Majnoon, in the town that he was living, where Layla was living, there were hundreds of other more beautiful women. In fact, Layla, according to the kitabs, she was ugly looking. She wasn't beautiful at all. So in the town where Layla was living, there were hundreds of other most beautiful women. Far more beautiful than Layla. Majnoon didn't even lift a glance towards them. Didn't even look towards them. Why? For him it was only Layla. And he would do anything to please his Layla. Just like that, an ashiq does not look at the other laylas of this world, the other marhubat of this world. He only looks at his mawla. Sari taslim khamho. Taslim in submission. The head of submission is bowing down. Wo jhuk jata hai. It is bowing down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever my Allah wants, all the time. Jo bhi Allah chahta hai. Whatever my, I'm fast asleep, I'm sick, I'm not feeling well. Oh, it is cold, it is hot, I'm traveling, I'm on safar, I'm on hazar, I'm muqeem, I'm musafir, whatever it is. All the time, what is my Allah? What does my Allah want from me? Let me please my Allah. And always, Allah must be razi with me. Allah mujhse razi rahe. Not I will make Allah happy. I must make sure that my Allah is always happy with me. Not even for a second he must become naraz with me. Displeasing my Allah, then I am going to find restlessness in my life. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they were kamilin. Their muhabbat for Allah was kamil. When there is nafs still in us, jab nafs baqi hota hai, jab nafs baqi hoti hai, if there is still nafs, then that muhabbat is naqis. The love for Allah is naqis, deficient. A person who got complete kamil muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means now he has overpowered his nafs. There's no temptation from nafs. The temptation comes, he subdues it, he overpowers it. Why? Because he's got kamil muhabbat of Allah. That is what we should be trying. To get kamil muhabbat of Allah. Complete muhabbat of Allah. We shouldn't be deficient anyway. In every single thing. Hazrat Kim Saab Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned, I think it was Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali's Malfooz. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, when a person gives his beloved a gift in this world, whoever your beloved is, your wife, your mother, your father, your friend, your very bosom friend, and you give him a nice gift, an Eid gift for example, and you wrap it up, you make sure it is tied properly, it's a beautiful gift, you make sure that no dirt comes on it, nobody must make any mark on it, you put in a special packet, a wrapper. If you can't give it yourself, you tell the person who delivered, please make sure you give it nicely, give it to him in his hand, keep it nicely, make sure no rain comes on it. So he's showing that hadiya also, there must be, it must be a khalis hadiya. Properly packed, there must be sincerity in that hadiya. It must be a complete, perfect hadiya. He says, but our ibadat, our salat, our ruku, our sajda, our zakat, our hajj, the ibadat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did we ever worry about making it khalis? Our tawajjuh mind does not even go there. That presenting this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there any khulus in it? Is there any ikhlas in our lives? Years will go by, how much of salah, zikr, ibadat we made. But if there was no khulus, no sincerity in it, what will be the condition of that ibadah? Yes, Allah out of His fazl, Allah out of His kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. That is His fazl, His grace, His favor upon us. So, mashayikh, see, imagine that waqt, that second, that time in your life, how manhoos it is, how evil it is, if it is spent in the disobedience of Allah. That few minutes in your life that you spend in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how terrible manhoos it is. Imagine that maut, how manhoos, how evil that maut will be if the person is dying in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, always, I must please my Allah, I must please my Allah, I must please my Allah. If they made any mistake and Allah made them make certain mistakes, small mistakes, or they didn't make mistakes the whole life. We find sometime in the hadith, sahabi committed zina. But you'll find, if you look and look what other sin he committed, you can't find anything else. He committed the zina, but there's a lesson for us. There was a woman of the Juhayna tribe. Zanat, she committed zina. فَأَتَتْ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asabtu haddan fa aqimhu alayya. I have committed an act that is zina, and that necessitates the punishment of Allah Ta'ala upon me. Meet it out to me. Give it to me. She comes and makes i'tiraf. She confesses. She has that iman in her. The love of Allah. Kamil muhabbat for Allah. I made a mistake. I mustn't make my Allah naraz. What is the way to pure myself? The had which Allah has laid down in the Quran. Rasulullah says that you are pregnant now. When the child is born, then you come. So, 8 months, 9 months. Allah protect us. Any one of us in that condition, what we would have done? We would have made ourselves forget about it. Wouldn't have come back. In 9 months, Rasulullah must be forgot also. After 9 months, she comes, after she gave birth. Rasulullah tells her, but now you got a child, and the child needs you. So until the child cannot eat itself, don't come to me. When the child is able to eat itself, then only come to me. After some time, 1 or 2 years, she comes back with the child in her hand, and the child has got a piece of bread that is eating on its own. As a proof to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now my child is able to eat on its own. Meet me that punishment out to me. Give it to me. And then, of course, she was pelted and she passed away. And as she was being pelted, some blood started oozing out of her body and touched one sahabi. And immediately he became upset, he frowned. Rasulullah said that this woman has made such a pure tawbah that if this tawbah has to be distributed amongst the people of Medina, it will suffice them. See, if they made a mistake, immediately they were remorseful. And their remorseness was not like our kind of remorse. They cried and they cried and they cried. They were genuine and sincere, and they begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Rasulullah teaching in the dua, Wallah, I'm begging you for your razamandi. I'm begging you. So if sahaba made an error, then immediately they made such a tawbah, and the tawbah was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Nobody can say one word against any sahabi. Another sahabi, he went to purchase something, some dates, and the woman was selling the dates. At that particular time, nafs became ghalib over him. And he happened to kiss that woman. The moment he kissed her, he realized what he did. He runs to Rasulullah SAW. The moment they did anything wrong, the first person they run to is Rasulullah SAW. Ya Rasulullah, I'm finished. What happened? I did this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not give any answer until wahi would come down. Wahi comes down. Innal hasanat yudhibna siyyat. Before that, aqimi salata tarafayin nahar wa zulafam minal layl. Innal hasanat yudhibna siyyat. Rasulullah tells him, go read salat. Perform salat. Why? Salat is a good deed. When a person does a bad deed, the good deed will wash away that bad deed. It will wipe it off. Hasanat, neki. So, mashayikh say, any person does anything wrong, some mistake you made, some guna you committed, immediately the very first thing you make, tawbah, and do some good deed, because the good deed will wipe out that bad deed. Ittaqillah haythuma kunta. Wa atbi'i sayyata alhasanata tamhuha. Person does a bad deed, follow it with a good deed. You did a bad deed, follow, make a good deed come behind it, and do the good deed, it will tamhuha, it will wipe out, it will obliterate the bad deed. So, innal hasanat yudhibna sayyat. Sometimes you read salat, and the bad deed you did, the mistake you committed, Allah will forgive you. He says, Ya Rasul, Ali hada? Is this specifically for me? Allah gave this for me. He said, no, for my entire ummah. In other words, any guna a person does, don't do it deliberately. We don't use these waqiyas and incidents now as a dalil for us to do this thing. No. If a person makes a mistake, he committed sin, So what is it? First you make tawbah, istighfar, you do a good deed. And you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere tawbah that you won't go back, you feel the remorse, and you feel that nadamat, and you promise Allah you won't go back to the bad deed. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, this is what the concern. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's a very lengthy incident. And the point I want to show you, see how concerned they were with making Allah ta'ala happy with them. And they must leave this world with a clean, pure slate. No blemishes. No red rings in the report. Only A's they must have. Must pass with exemption. Flying colors, the highest. He comes to Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Rasulullah s.a.w. I want to take bay'at to you. Rasul said, okay, no problem. Rasulullah s.a.w. places his hand forward for him to take bay'at. So Abdul Amr bin As radiallahu had his hand and then he pulls his hand back. He withdraws his hand. Rasul asked, what happened? Don't you want to take bay'at? He said, I want to make one shart, one condition. Rasulullah said, tashtaritu mada? What condition you want to make? That Allah must forgive me all my sins. Allah must forgive me all my sins. Rasulullah said, don't you know, innal islama yahdimu ma qabla, wa innal hijrata tahdimu ma qablaha, wa innal hajja yahdimu ma qablaha. When a person accepts Islam, then all his previous sins are all forgiven. Everything wiped out. He's a new Muslim. All the sins of his past, all forgiven. Hijrat, leaving Makkah to Medina, and when the Sahabi made hijrat, all his past sins are forgiven. Hajj, when a person makes, all his past sins are all forgiven. So then he takes bayat to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he was passing away, he began to cry. And then his son asked him, why are you crying? He says, no, I passed through three stages in my life. The first stage was a life of kufr and shirk. Time of Jahiliyyah, no, when I was not a Muslim, I did everything wrong. If I passed away in that condition, I know I was going to Jahannam. Then Allah blessed us with Islam, being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sitting in his majlis and benefiting from him. If I passed away in that condition whilst he was alive, I have had high hopes I will get in Jannah. After Rasulullah left this world, dunya became open to us. We became engrossed in dunya. Sahabi, imagine what dunya they had. Our dunya is 100,000 times much more than what they had. Their dunya didn't make them ghafil of Allah. Our dunya makes us ghafil of Allah. Still he was worried. He said, I do not know what my condition is now. Where I will go, Jannat or Jahannam, that is making me cry. So all the time, my respected brothers and elders, our attention must be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must become happy with us. Allah humse razi ho jaye. Allah ta'ala become pleased with us. Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned about a'mal zahira and a'mal batina. That we have a'mal that we do which is zahir. Example, salat. Salat, the actions can be observed. You can see it. It's a physical action. Hajj, a physical action. Then we have a'mal batina, which we are discussing all the time. Your very first amal, which is batin inside you, and most important is your iman. You can't see your iman. You can't see somebody's iman. You can't see his aqidah. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, in one battle, they were fighting the enemy. So he says, he himself and one Ansari brother, they saw an enemy, a mushrik, was fighting very, very bravely, and he was killing many of the Sahaba. So they seized an opportunity when that person was negligent. As Usama radiallahu said, قَسَدُ غَفْلَتَهُ. I saw when he was negligent, I attacked him. I went forward. So the Ansari, various narrations have been mentioned, this particular narration, he says, both of us went forward to attack him. And as we went closer, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Here the iman. Here the kalima. So he said, the Ansari brother pulled back, he retracted. And I still went forward. In one narration he says, he hid behind a tree. La zaminni bi shajara. and he read kalima. So I went and I threw the spear. فَطَعَنْتُهُ فَقَتَلْتُهُ I killed him. He says, when we reach Medina, the Bashir, the one who gave the glad tidings to Rasulullah that we won the battle, in the giving a karguzari, a report back, he says, Rasulullah, you know, this happened, and this particular person was fighting very bravely from the enemy side, and then Usama radiallahu anhu went forward, and this man read Kalima, Usama killed him. Immediately Rasulullah called for him. He said, Usama, what did you do? He said, Ya Rasulullah, see this man, he read the Kalima, innama qalaha ta'awudan. He only read the Kalima to seek refuge, to save his skin, to save his life. He didn't, he wasn't genuine. He was from the enemy. And because he saw me coming, he quickly read, La ilaha illallah. So, fata'antuhu faqataltu, I killed him. Iman is something in the heart, you can't see it. Rasulullah says, فَهَلَّا شَقَقْتَ قَلْبَهُ Why didn't you split open his heart? Usama is still trying to explain, Ya Rasulullah, he just said it just to seek refuge. فَهَلَّا شَقَقْتَ قَلْبَهُ In another narration, Ya Usama, فَكَيْفَ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِذَا جَأَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Usama, what answer you can give Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah when لا إله إلا الله he will come in front of you? Usama is trying to explain, فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا Rasulullah SAW is not listening to any of his explanation and excuses. Usama, فَكِيفَ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِذَا جَأَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ What will happen when لا إله إلا الله will come? This man read Kalima. Why didn't you slice his heart to see whether he's got iman or no iman? Usama said, حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْتُ The desire came that how I wish I was not yet a Muslim and I did this wrong thing, wrong action. Mistakenly, he made an ijtihadi ghalati. It was natural that he would feel like this because the man is fighting from the side of the enemy and now you got him and he just read the kalima. So any person will think that yes, definitely, he read it just to save his life. So he also made his mistake. It wasn't a deliberate mistake. It wasn't something deliberate he did. He made a mistake, an error in his judgment. Of course, he was pardoned. He made tawbah, istighfar. My point was here that iman is inside the person. So, iman is the first important thing, which is an amal of batin inside. Then we have so many other amal, good actions, sabr, shukr, qanaat, zuhd, taqwa. We can't see the taqwa, it's inside the heart. And then we have those diseases of the heart which is inside. The pride, the ujab, the kibar, the hasad. All this is inside. So this is the batin bimari. So just as we have the a'mal zahira, the salat, the zakat, the hajj, the som, we have ahkamat for it, we have laws for it, and that you look in the kitabs of fiqh. But for the a'mal of batina, that is which is to do with our ruh, our spiritual self, the heart, that we have to see in the kitab of tasawuf. Said by those mashayikh who are concerned about their own lives, their own tazkiyah and the tazkiyah of people. The Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah has written a whole bayan on this. He's given a bayan. A'mal zahira and a'mal batina. Inshallah next week we'll continue more further on this, on the a'mal zahira and a'mal batina. Last week we spoke on hasad and previously we spoke about having himmat and courage, refraining from all type of sins. This is the whole process of tazkiyah. We'll have to hear about it again and again and again and again and again and again. It's not just we hear something one time, it's the end of our life. No. Yes, there are those fortunate people that one small lesson, one, two words you give them and it becomes an inqilab in the zindagi and they change their lives. We are weak, we have to hear again and again and again and again. Like how a person does not get tired of drinking tea. Every day he drinks tea. Never he says, I'm tired of drinking tea or coffee, whatever it may be. A person who understands and he comes with that talab-e-sadiq, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. As I mentioned, the real lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when their nigah is only in the maqsid is rizai ilahi, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that command of Allah, even though it may be a difficult command, but that command also becomes beloved in the eyes. They enjoy doing that action because it's pleasing my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's lesson was what? Our maqsid zindagi must be rizai ilahi. The whole purpose of our life, all the time, ki har waqt Allah mujhse razi rahe. I emphasize rahe. Not Allah mujhse razi hoga. Allah will become pleased with me. I'm not being wrong, then I'll just make some tawbah and Allah. No. Allah always, Allah in the past must be razi with me, in the present and future. Always Allah mujhse razi rahe. And I must not do anything. I must not say anything. I must not involve myself in any deal. I must not conduct myself in any way that will make my Allah naraz. If I do happen to do anything like this, I made a mistake, then I gave the sahaba's waqiyah. Immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry and repent and make this slate clean and pure. Inshallah, if we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that rizai ilahi. Allah will give us His pleasure. This is what we should be always attaining. Rizai ilahi. Make this our maqsad. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahu wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This Thursday inshallah after Isha will be the majlis of Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sariji Sahib of Talimuddin. This Thursday after Isha inshallah.